the board has felt the solution is a new school. And before we get into kind of some of the details about the vote, the district wants to build a new school. Does it have a full design? Like, is the school that you want to build next to the middle school, is that a full design right now, or is it still a concept?
At this point, it's a concept. It would be financially irresponsible for the board to have commissioned an architect to do a complete full set of designs without the community having approved that this is the step that they would like us to take. So we have enlisted the help of an architect company and a construction management company to simply give us some ideas of what is possible out on that site. If the bond passes, then full sets of drawings, just like if you were to build a model home, full sets of drawings would be completed. At that time, then all of those drawings would be put out to bid for construction companies, and construction companies and subcontractors, all of that would be determined after the bond passes. At this point, the board is working with an architect for schematic designs and working with a construction manager to help manage the architect and manage the project. Once the bond is approved, then that opens up the doors for construction companies, not only in Fort Madison, but also in the tri-state area and even beyond, to publicly bid on documents to work on the construction project.
And we'll get into that part of it in a little bit here, too. But is there a general idea or general concept of some of what the district would see in that school, be it kind of classrooms in the same areas, what are some of those general things that, while we don't have specifics, we feel this is what would be included in this new school?
Absolutely. The first thing that, when we had a community meeting about a year ago, we had community members come in and talk to us about what their vision was for a new elementary school. The community was adamant that this new elementary school needed to be a single-story school. This would not be a school that had a multi-story look to it. Our community meeting on the beginning of February confirmed that. We wanted to make sure that that was still the feel of the community, that would be a one-story school. So we know that for a fact that this will be a one-story school. We also know that there would be learning areas that are defined for grade levels to be able to work together, for ease of movement between classes, ease of movement for students. We want a bright, colorful building. We want lots of natural light. We want it to be climate controlled. We want it to be safe and secure. We want to make sure that when we have visitors that come to the building, it's a controlled entrance so that parents and visitors come in and the only place that they can get into that building is directly into the office to be cleared to move on to another area of the building. Other features are we have a gymnasium cafeteria that's a multi-use area in both of our buildings. We are unable to do what we want to do in gross motor movement and PE and giving our students adequate time for lunch because those spaces are shared. So we would have a commons area that would have the ability to serve our students lunch. We'd have a designated competition-sized gymnasium at this building where then we would have more opportunities for gross motor skills, PE skills, as well as for our athletic teams to be able to have another space within the community to increase the opportunities for our students.